Part 1 Chapter 3 Mary Wants 1938 The first secret starts with Elias Glazer, the wavy-haired lead actor from Hamlet, whom my sister falls in love with in the winter of 1938. If it weren't for Sarah making me her accomplice, entreating me to go along for their dates at the diner, or to lose myself in the library while she visits him after the matinee, pretending to our parents all the while that she and I are together, their affair would have never taken flight. The morning after my sister announces her elopement, "To an actor?" Mama screamed, as if he were a Gentile. My mother tells me that she's made a decision. In 2 years, when I turn 18 and graduate from high school, she's sending me to college. "But that costs too much," I say, which is what Mama usually says about everything I want, specifically flight lessons at $6 an hour, which we can't possibly afford, which I may not save up for because it's dangerous and frivolous, and Uncle Hyman says that girls don't belong in the cockpit of an aircraft. The path of my life has been laid out for me with the precision of a hemline. I'll live in the house on Beacon Street and work in the family shop, mending and making dresses. No one seems to care that I don't know how to sew. "There are savings," Mama stops pacing to study her hand for a moment, at the chip of a diamond on her finger, which I realize she must be intending to hawk. When she looks over at me, I'm surprised to notice the new wisps of white and gray in her dark hair that frames her face. "Just not enough for both of you girls." "But then that won't be fair. Sarah is nearly 20 to my 16. If anyone should get the chance to go, she should be first." "Sarah never cared about school. She spends her pocket money on clothes," Mama says with disdain, which is ironic, considering our family livelihood depends on such consumerism, albeit cheaper frocks than the one Sarah saves for. "She's a dreamer," Mama adds. "She picked a starving artist."